Connect FM.
Oh, yeah. And again, stand by because we've got your Bill Melberg political satire segment coming up next. Don't miss today's episode. Stand by, 8:30. Time for this Fox News Alert. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Todd Starnes. He wanted to blow us up, so we blew him up.
Check Bill Melberg. He is our political humorist and satirist. He is the University of Illinois alum. He is so talented. An evening with the presidents.com. Political humor and satirist extraordinaire. It's Bill Melberg. Hey, Bill.
Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
Hello, Connect FM listeners. And Oski, wow, and happy homecoming Illini.
Yeah. This is homecoming weekend at the University of Illinois. The Illini are all set to start the Big Ten Conference schedule, take on those Northwestern Kitty Cats. And speaking of competition, Bill, this was quite a week in the Republican Conference, if we can call it that, as businessman Herman Cain breezed past Rick Perry and Mitt Romney to win the Florida straw poll last Saturday.
That's right, Stevie. Despite spending lots of money campaigning for first place, both Perry and Romney finished a distant second and third. Herman Cain won 37% of the votes in the Florida straw poll, nearly matching the combined totals of Rick Perry, who had 15%, Mitt Romney, who had 14%, and the surprise fourth place finisher, Rick Santorum, who had 11%. It was quite an impressive come-from-behind showing for Herman Cain, the man who calls himself the Herminator, sort of like the St. Louis Cardinals' great comeback this past month and this past week.
You bet. And we're going to be learning some more about the Republican candidates in the weeks and months leading up to the primaries early next year, starting with Herman Cain this week. Now, here to help us find out about Mr. Cain is the former president of the United States, George W. Bush. Good morning, Mr. President.
Howdy, Stevie. Howdy, Diane.
Hello.
Good to be with you all today on this homecoming weekend there in Illinois.
Thank you, sir. Mr. President, I know you won't talk about your successor in the White House.
No, I won't.
But do you have any thoughts about the latest Gallup poll, which shows that something like 56% of the American people now believe, 56% of American people now believe the Obama presidency is as unpopular or even more unpopular as your presidency by the time you left office?
Well, Stevie, I guess that's something of a backhanded compliment. All I can say is that being president in hard times is a hard job. It's a heck of a lot easier to be a candidate for president than it is to actually be president. And I have a feeling President Obama's learning that lesson the hard way. A lot has changed during the past 3 years, including Mr. Obama's approval ratings. But if you look at the Republican field for the presidential nomination, yeah, you said it, there have been some changes on that side of the fence, too, especially this past weekend.
Well, you mean the Florida straw poll, and that's what we're here to talk about this morning. Mr. President, specifically, we want to learn a little more about the winner in the Florida straw poll, Mr. Herman Cain.
Well, Stevie, I know a little bit about Mr. Cain. I can tell you that Herman Cain is a remarkable fellow. His father was a chauffeur. His mother was a maid. And Herman earned his bachelor's degree in
mathematics.
In math. Thank you. From Morehouse College. And his master's degree in computer science from Purdue.
Wow.
He was a ballistics analyst for the Navy. Then he joined Pillsbury, where he quickly rose through the ranks, becoming a highly successful executive in their Burger King subsidiary before becoming CEO before becoming CEO and chairman of Godfather's Pizza, where he enjoyed more success and lots of pizza. Then he took over the National Restaurant Association, later became chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank in Kansas City.
Oh.
And more recently, Mr. Cain joined your profession, Stevie, as a talk show host on a radio station in Atlanta. In fact, I think we have a clip from one of Herman's radio shows. Why don't we take a listen?
I've always wanted a ham radio set. And now that I've got one, I'm going to listen in on distress signals and notify the authorities and prevent disasters and noble things like that. Calling CQ, calling CQ. Come in, please.
Mr. President, I think that was the wrong clip.
Well, I know it was the wrong Herman. That was Herman Munster.
My guess is that Mr. Kane would have laughed with us, Mr. President. After all, he's the man who said this at one of the recent Republican debates.
Obama joked about protecting the borders with alligators and a moat. Not only did you embrace the idea, you upped the ante with, quote, a 20-foot barbed wire electrified fence. Were you serious?
America's got to learn how to take a joke.
Stevie, I like this guy.
Yeah.
And I think his sense of humor is one of the reasons a lot of other Americans like Herman Kane, too.
I think you're right, Mr. President. Here's another example of Mr. Kane's humor that brought the House down at another debate.
You have an impressive personal history, sir, but why do you have any belief that you stand a chance to win this nomination, let alone the presidency?
A couple of reasons. First of all, the people of the United States are going to elect the person that I believe projects the greatest amount of leadership strength, not the person that has had that has the greatest amount of money, not the person that necessarily has held public office before. And I'm proud of the fact, quite frankly, that I haven't held public office before, because I ask people, most of the people that are in elective office in Washington, D.C., they have held public office before. How's that working for you? We have a mess. How about sending a problem solver to the White House? How about someone who has a career of defining the right problem, assigning the right priority, surrounding yourself with the right people? If you look at this current administration, it is the worst in current history. And fourth, putting together the plans and then being able to engage the American public in these common sense solutions.
And here's yet another example of Herman's humor.
Mr. Kane, you supported Governor Romney in 2008. What did you see in him back then that led you to support his campaign?
Back then, I saw his business experience, which I concluded that meant that he understood how to create jobs. And like then and now, the creation of jobs is one of the most critical issues that we have in this country. That's why I supported him. I'm running now rather than supporting Mr. Romney, because he did not win. So I'm going to try my time.
Thank you, Mr. Kane. Chris.
Now that was a good answer.
Yeah.
And Stevie and Diane, it isn't just Herman Cain's sense of humor that people appreciate. It's his common sense as well.
I think you're right, sir. And let's take a listen to the serious common sense side of Herman Kane.
Herman Kane, here in South Carolina, as you heard before, the GOP is up in arms over a decision by the General Counsel of the National Labor Relations Board challenging the Boeing company for moving jobs to a right-to-work state. In Wisconsin, Governor Walker has ended collective bargaining rights for some civil service workers. Mr. Kane, does the GOP risk the perception that it's becoming the union-busting party?
I don't think so, because what the National Labor Relations Board did by citing Boeing about coming to South Carolina is simply outrageous. We have a free market system, and for the government to start picking winners and losers and then trying to decide where those winners should put their business, it's outrageous, and it would upset the balance of how our free market system is supposed to work. One of the biggest problems we have with this country right now today is too much government intervention in trying to tell businesses how to do what they do best, which is create jobs. Government doesn't create jobs. Businesses create jobs. We need to get government out of the way, including trying to tell a company where they should build a new plant.
Wow.
How about that, Stevie?
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sounds a lot like Ronald Reagan, doesn't it? Talking about, here we have, he says picking winners and losers. We got the Obama administration putting all that money, $500 million into Solyndra.
Yeah.
The solar panel company that went belly up, and yet trying to stop Boeing from building a plant with 5,000 jobs. It's already built.
Yeah.
From running that plant, assembling 787 jetliners there in South Carolina. I mean, it doesn't add up. But you heard the audience reaction there.
Yes, sir.
America loves Herman Cain, and the Herminator might wind up surprising America. After all, underdogs do wind up on top sometimes. Remember Aesop's fables, the tortoise beat the hare. And as the St. Louis Cardinals proved this week, come-from-behind wins do happen.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see how Herman Cain does in the next debate. But for the moment, let's give Herman Cain the last word.
Stupid people are ruining America. It's sad.
Yeah, that's Mr. Herman Cain, ladies and gentlemen. And when we come back, we'll have a special guest who's marking a very special occasion this Sunday evening. So please listen to these important messages. Stay tuned to 93.5, 95.3, the New Connect FM. For more fun with political humor's Bill Melberg, that will be coming up next. Stand by. Don't go away. 8:46, Wall Street Update next. It's time for A Few Minutes with Andy Rooney. Good morning, Mr. Rooney.
Good morning, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
Andy, if I may call you Andy?
Why don't you stick with Mr. Rooney? After all, kids like you should learn to respect their elders. And make no mistake, I'm definitely your elder.
All right, Mr. Rooney. First of all, may I ask you, sir, what made you decide to retire?
Well, Stevie, you know the old saying, we're not getting any younger. In fact, I'm 92 years old.
Whoa.
So I simply decided that this might be a good time to retire so that I can start to enjoy my golden years.
And what are you planning to do in retirement, sir?
Oh, I don't know. A little writing, an occasional commencement speech, the usual stuff.
Mr. Rooney, how long have you been doing 60 Minutes?
33 years, Stevie. 33 years, ever since I was a youthful 59-year-old.
Wow. And Mr. Rooney, how would you describe yourself in a few words?
Well, I'm a liberal, I'm an atheist, and I'm a curmudgeon. Have you ever wondered, what's a curmudgeon?
No, I haven't.
You mean you know what a curmudgeon is?
Sure, sure. A curmudgeon is usually defined as a crusty, ill-tempered, surly old man. But generally speaking, a curmudgeon's reputation for
malevolence?
Yes, sir. Malevolence, thank you, is really undeserved. They're neither warped nor evil at heart. They don't hate mankind, just mankind's absurdities. In fact, they're just as sensitive as the next guy.
Mm.
But curmudgeons have the temerity to comment on the human condition without apology, although they often soften their commentaries with humor and wit.
Oh, well, have you ever wondered, why don't they fill cereal boxes to the top with cereal? Have you ever wondered about that? And why do they always pick the Popes from the Cardinals? Why never another team like the Padres or the Angels? Have you ever wondered about that?
Not really, and I'm afraid that's all we have time for, Mr. Rooney. But good luck in your retirement, and thank you for joining us this morning, sir.
Well, you're welcome, Stevie and Diane. And by the way, I still remember being with you and Bill Melberg, Stevie, on your PBS television special some years back, an evening with the presidents. Boy, that was fun.
It was really fun, sir. And joining us now is the man who played Andy Rooney and Julia Child and President Clinton, a bunch of other characters on that program, Mr. Bill Melberg. What year was that?
Stevie and Diane, Julia Child, the late
restaurant chef with you now. Well, when was Nathaniel born?
93.
Well,
93.
It was 92.
No, 93, right?
Well, 93, yeah. Bill, 94.
What
94.
What did, 94, when Bill Clinton came in and said...
Oh, look, a baby.
Yeah, and you kissed Nathaniel and he was a baby.
And now he's in college.
Yeah, that show, we had two PBS specials. And they aired in 180 markets.
All right.
It was fun. It was really fun. Bill, we are out of time.
Ask you wow, go Illini.
Go Illini. We thank you. Listen to Bill again. If you want to hear the podcast of this later today, go to myconnectfm.com, and you can listen to a lot of our podcasts. What we just did will be up a little later today. All right, Diane, have a great day. We'll see you in the suite tomorrow.
Yeah, enjoy the day. Thank you for that. Go Illini.
We'll be talking to our grand prize winners tomorrow from the suite at Memorial Stadium and looking for 5-0 for Ron Zook's Fighting Illini. Go Illini.
Yeah.
I'm Stevie J. Thanks again for listening. That's Diane Ducey. Listen, have a great day. I'll meet you on Monday. And thanks again for listening to 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM.